Roll call, trustee Hare, let's see. I'll go with trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Green is excused. President Rafter is here. One of the changes to tonight's agenda, we are going to scratch item number 9, action regarding continuity of election operations plan, and we may take that up at the next meeting. I'll explain that during the announcements. Are there any other changes requested to the agenda? Hearing none, I will accept the motion to adopt the modified agenda.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, okay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes, thank you. Announcements. Sean, would you like to make the first announcement?
Sure. I'm pleased to announce that our search for an engineering tech has come to an end, and we have recently hired Derek Taylor, a recent graduate from the Civil Engineering Technology Program from Northeast Wisconsin Technical College. He also has earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in biology from UW-Green Bay in 2017. Derek started with us on August 31st. His primary responsibilities will be design, preparing plans, and inspecting construction projects. We are pleased and excited to have him part as a part of our team.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then regarding agenda item number 9, with all the strange things that are happening due to COVID and the concerns over an election, the several villages in the surrounding area have gotten together and are putting together a memorandum of understanding among the clerks to basically be there for one another should one not be able to fulfill his or her duties due to either being quarantined or coming down ill. So it's great foresight. It's not requiring anyone to do anything, but it's basically saying we're all here as one. That is going to go before the Suamico Village Board for the final draft, and we'll most likely come back to this Village Board for adoption in our next Village Board meeting. But I think I made an announcement because I think it's cool that together the communities are coming together to just prepare in the event that we need help. Okay, are there any other announcements from my fellow board members? Hearing none, are there any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, public comment. Debbie, have we received any public comment?
We have not.
Okay. Have any other trustees received anything? Hearing none, we will move on to
President Rafter?
Yes, sir.
I have been contacted by a couple of my neighbors with some concerns about a sexual offender moving into a property nearby.
Okay.
And I did check that out with Brad and Deputy Vogel. So we're trying to get some more input on that. The neighbors seem to be surprised I didn't know anything about it, but I said that's not something that had been discussed at the board level, to my knowledge. So I just wanted to put that out there saying that there is some concern, and I'll follow up with that and Deputy Vogel to see where that's at.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number 5, public hearing to consider rezoning certain property located at 2143 South Webster Avenue, also known as parcel numbers AL-258, AL-259, and AL-260 from PI2, government institution, to GX office. Is there anyone on the phone or in the meeting that is interested in speaking on this? And for the third time, hearing none, we will close the public hearing. And I will accept the motion. We'll move on to item number six, action regarding zoning ordinance 2020-07, rezoning certain property located at 2143 South Webster Avenue, known as parcel AL258, 259, 260, from PI2, government institution, to GX office. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Second by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the rezoning and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number seven, public hearing to consider rezoning certain property located at 917 and 923 Derby Lane, also known as parcel AL1420, from MX2, mixed use, to NX, multifamily. Is there anyone in the meeting this evening from the public who would like to speak on this item? Second time. Third and final. Hearing none, we will close the public hearing. Move on to item number eight, action regarding rezoning zoning ordinance 2020-08, rezoning certain property located at 917 and 923 Derby Lane, also known as parcel number AL1420, from MX2, mixed use, to NX, multifamily. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
President Rafter, if you could address the question or anything about traffic to answer Jay Young, who's listening in.
Okay. Trevor, do you have any?
Yeah, I guess a question for Jay. Which item is he present for? Because actually there's a Quick Trip store across the street from both projects. There's a tobacco outlet across the street from Derby, and then there's
one at 2143. So that was the first one.
And I guess to answer that question, Jay, there's at that location there should be no road closures for that. And for that matter of fact, for the other project, there shouldn't be road closures for that one either.
Thanks for being here, Jay. Technology is a great thing. Any other
comments? We have our developer with us, I believe, for the second property there.
Yep.
Administrator.
Yep.
Any input you'd like to make and tell us all about the project?
Sure.
Sure. Being Jen.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, hello. Thanks for hearing this tonight. Very simply, it's just cleaning up, I guess, the zoning that was left over from the way we subdivided the property, but would put this 8-unit townhouse-style apartment building next to the daycare going up. I think it's a nice architectural buffer between the commercial and the existing residential, and a nice design and a nice use for the area as well. Happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Is Dimension 4 doing, I see their name on the daycare sign, are they also involved with the townhouses or not?
They are not, that's actually a different architect doing that project for me.
Okay.
Matthew?
Just a ballpark time occupancy. I know the road answer is as soon as possible, but I didn't know.
There's an old Jim Gaffigan joke in his routine where he says you enjoy the outside in June because winter is coming. Got the same mentality right now. Like as soon as this is done, the plans we're going to push forward immediately and hopefully be in the ground here in about a month. So I'd love to have a hole dug and concrete poured as soon as possible, looking at right around Halloween.
Thank you.
Yep.
Very exciting, Garrett. Thanks for your interest in the alley.
It's been fun. I mean that.
Any idea, rough idea on price point?
So it's a mix of one bedrooms and two bedrooms. One bedrooms, $950 to $999 in that range, and then two bedrooms, about $1,200 to $1,300 around there.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for Garrett? Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
We're excited. You too.
Thank you, Junior.
Item number 10, action regarding historic conservation easement for Alloway Community Center building located at 2143 Webster Avenue. Trevor.
Yes, so as the memo indicated, because it's a historic building on the National Register and because the Village of Alloway owns it, when we sell the building, we are required by the state statutes to put a historic conservation easement on the building. Basically just making sure that when changes occur, that it's being reviewed and that the historic integrity is being looked at. Not necessarily saying that things cannot change, it's just adding a level of review to the process. So the easement that's in the packet is almost identical to the easement that the board approved a couple years ago for the 535 Green Avenue building. It's pretty much boilerplate language from the state. And I had the state review it, and they had one suggestion to add and interior to the first sentence of item number 5. And the Historic Preservation Committee was okay with that change. And then they also, the Historic Preservation Committee also suggested adding i.e. exterior elements like windows and doors to the first sentence of item number 3. This state let me know that they are willing to hold the easement if we wish, or we're welcome to hold the easement. With the 535 Green Avenue, we are holding the easement, and the Historic Preservation Committee recommends doing the same. So, I guess the what I'm asking for tonight is for the board to approve the conservation easement and to state whether or not you want the village to hold the easement or you want the state to hold the easement. And the developer or the buyer of the building has reviewed the easement and is okay with the language.
So, Trevor, just to clarify, you are looking to approve the easement with the suggested changes?
Correct. Yes, thank you.
And to have it kept at the village versus the state?
Correct.
Okay. I have a motion on this item. Trustee Harris.
Before we set up a motion, because the motion will say whether or not we want the easement with the state or with the village, what are the pluses and minuses of having the easement with the village as opposed to with the state?
I would think that the pros to having it with the village is just that it's here in front of us. We're the ones that are actually doing the reviewing the majority of the time, unless the owner is seeking tax credits, then the state would be reviewing it. I guess the advantage of maybe having it with the state is so it doesn't get forgotten about. But to that point, the state did ask if I would want to prove if I would forward them a copy of the easement for their records, and so I plan on doing that. So I guess there's really not a whole lot of difference either way.
Any other questions for Trevor?
Nope, I'll make the motion, though.
Okay, Trustee Harris.
I move to approve the easement agreement with the suggested changes from the Historic Preservation Committee, along with maintaining the easement within the Village of Elwood.
Well said. Do I have a second?
A second.
Trustee Dart, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, Brown County Municipal Recycling Agreement. Sean.
Every year we apply for a DNR recycling grant. This year we received, roughly speaking, $90,000 from the program. To be eligible for the grant, we need to sign an agreement with Brown County and our neighboring communities indicating that we work collectively together to recycle. So I ask that you approve this, and President Rafter signs it tomorrow, and I'll put together the grant application.
Thank you. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, thank you. Item number 12, future agenda items. Anyone want something on a future agenda? Hearing none. We will move on to item number 13, for which I will put my glasses up. I'll accept the motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Specifically, a developer's agreement for 1905 South Webster Avenue and investment of public funds. Do I have a motion to that effect?
I would make that motion.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Roll call. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter, aye. We are in closed session.